Maratha Reservation activist Manoj Jarange Patil announced on Sunday, October 20, that his organization, Maratha Kranti Morcha, will declare candidates for certain constituencies in the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly election. He stated that any other candidates willing to support their demands in writing will also receive the community's backing. "I believe we will field candidates in seats where we have a good chance of winning. In constituencies where SC/ST candidates are contesting, regardless of the party, we will not put forward a candidate and instead support them. In areas where we can't win, we will back a candidate who provides written assurance on bond paper that they support our demands," he said during a speech in Antarwali village in Jalna district. Jarej emphasized that no matter the political decisions made, the agitation for their community's rights will continue. "Whatever decision we make regarding candidate support, our agitation will not cease. Regardless of what happens in the elections, I want your promise that you will keep our movement alive until our demands are met." According to news agency ANI, the Maratha activist also said that he personally does not prefer to go into politics but values the inputs from his community. "While I personally don't wish to participate in the elections or enter politics, I am not the ultimate decision maker and my community is what matters. I only wish to ensure that there is unity among us regarding whether to support candidates or oppose those who do not back our cause." The demand for Maratha reservation has long been championed by Jarange and his supporters, who have organized numerous rallies, peace marches, and hunger strikes, urging the government to classify Marathas as Kumbhars and include them in the other backward classes, OBC, category, ANI reported. On February 20, the Maharashtra Assembly passed the Maratha Kota Bill, granting a 10% reservation to the community in government jobs and educational institutions. However, similar measures in the past have been overturned by the Supreme Court for exceeding the 50% reservation cap, ANI reported. The Maharashtra Assembly election will be held in a single phase on November 20 and the results will be announced 3 days later. The Bharatiya Janata Party, which is in power in the state with the Shiv Sena and Nationalist Congress Party, NCP, announced its first list of 99 candidates on Sunday, October 20, with ANI inputs.